Hello. Thank you for joining us on Live, Learn, Love, Lead, a podcast of Bethel Christian Church in Warren, Michigan. Our mission is to live in the power of Christ, learn to become like Christ, love as the family of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. This year, our aim is to grow in these four L's as we study through the Old Testament. Listen for this week's thoughts.
Welcome to Live, Learn, Love, Lead, the weekly podcast of Bethel Christian Church. I'm Pastor Farina.
Hi, this is Danielle. Thanks for joining us today. This week we are finishing Ezekiel and we're reading the whole book of Daniel. So since we spent the last few weeks on Ezekiel, we're just going to let you finish that. And then we're going to focus today's podcast on the book of Daniel. This is still prophecy. The rest of the Old Testament is prophecy. This book takes place from 605 BC to 535 BC. So we've been talking about the last several books about how the people were living in captivity, that the Babylonians had come to Jerusalem, had destroyed the city and the temple, and then took some captives into Babylon. Well, this is where this is happening. Daniel and his friends were some of the young men that were taken captives. And what had happened was that the king, Nebuchadnezzar, had ordered some of his leaders to say, go among these people that we brought from Judah and find the ones that are sort of the best and bring them into the palace, and we're going to raise them up and we're going to make them think and act and talk and eat like Babylonians so that they can then work for us. So we're going to sort of plunder, not just like take them captive and make them slaves. We're going to sort of plunder and then make them work for our purposes, for our kingdom. And Daniel ended up being a leader in the nation. And even after the Persians come and conquer the Babylonians, he still stays a leader when the Persians take over. This book, just know it spans about 70, 80 years. It starts when he's young and later he's older. Like when he goes in the lion's den, he's much older. And so I loved this quote that I found. It said, Daniel is not where he wants to be, but he's faithful to God despite his circumstances, and that he might have had anger, leaving your hometown, leaving your temple, leaving the place where God's presence was, anger, fear, or guilt, but he remained faithful despite those things.
Yeah, I want to apologize right off the bat. We're not going to be able to cover Daniel in greater depth. There's so much in the book of Daniel. We're going to focus on his character, the person of who Daniel was, because he was able to succeed even in Babylon. He was able to be blessed in Babylon. Yeah. God was able to use him, and he made a difference and impacted his country and his world for the Lord through his character and the giftings that God gave to him. Now, there are some great prophecies. There's the image of Nebuchadnezzar in the book of Daniel, which gives us world history. If you look at the different parts, the head and the chest and the legs and the feet, it's a picture of world history. It's a study all by itself. There's the finger writing on the wall to Belshazzar in chapter 5, which speaks of the judgment of God. Then there's also the images of the kings and the beast in Daniel 11, which talks about prophetically linked to the book of Revelation, the Antichrist and the tribulation. So there's so much prophecy and imagery and relevant principles. So Daniel really needs to be studied over the course of a long period of time. But the key to it all is Daniel's character. Yeah. I like how you introduced that. Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon decides to pick the cream of the crop, the best of the best. And interestingly, I think Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar represent the enemy and represent the evil and the kingdom of darkness that's in this world that's real. I know we don't like to talk about that because we want to not believe that there's evil and there's spirits and there's a dark world behind the scenes, but there is. And they represent the culture and the spirit of darkness. And notice the strategy. They targeted the children. They targeted the young men and the young women of that society, the cream of the crop. And, you know, we look at our world today, and I don't want to get into down the road too dark and too deep, but it's clear that the strategy enemy has not changed since Daniel. It's to get our kids, to get into the minds and into the hearts and into the spirit of our children. the best of the best.
Yeah.
And to distort them and to train them and to indoctrinate them into the ways of the world and into ways to conform them and to do that so that they can destroy them. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they did. Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who later went through the fiery furnace, Daniel, who came out of the lion's den. So we can still succeed. Our children can still succeed. Every parent out there, don't panic. Don't think, oh, world, my kids are going to get so corrupted and so bad, they're going to be destroyed. No, God will protect his people. But we need to understand that that's the enemy's strategy. We have to be aware of it. Right. The Bible says, don't get all bent out of shape and fearful of the enemy, but know his strategies. Know the wiles of the enemy. Know your enemy and know what his tactics are. And we need to be aware of that. And notice what they did in Daniel 1. They tried to change their thinking, mm-hmm. train them of the ways of Babylon. Like you said, the culture of Babylon. Change their appetites, mm-hmm. what they ate,
what they liked,
what they desired. And then the greatest thing I think is the most troubling to me, and I think we can identify with it today, is they wanted to change their identity. Mm-hmm. They changed their names from Daniel to Belteshazzar, from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to other names. They tried to change their identity. And boy, is this world today, we have an identity crisis where we're changing people's identity and whether it's gender or whether it's orientations and different things. And that was the plan of the enemy, change their identity so that we can control them and we can use them and we can destroy them. And we need to be careful. Regardless of what your persuasions are in different things, we need to understand that our identity is not in male or female. Our identity is not in our gender. Our identity is not in our orientation. Our identity is not in our politics. Our identity is not in our race or our culture. Our identity is in Jesus Christ. Yeah. And if we lose that and we let the enemy take that identity from us, he can get in and infiltrate into our life and it can be destructive. But if we will keep our identity in Christ, which Daniel did, which Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did, they were in Babylon, but they didn't become like Babylon. Mm-hmm. They didn't let Babylon change. Yes, Babylon changed their name. Yes, Babylon changed all the things around them. Yes, Babylon tried to indoctrinate them, but they kept true to their convictions, to their belief in God, to their trust in God. And God blessed them even mm-hmm. in Babylon. They were able to go through fiery furnaces. They were able to go through lion's den. They were able to stand up and be victorious. And even God rose them up to places of leadership because they stayed true to that. So listen, there is hope for our children. Mm-hmm. There is hope for our families. There is hope for believers today. We don't have to get swallowed up by Babylon. We don't have to lose our identity. We can be victorious even in Babylon.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good, our identity. My daughter, one of my teens, we were talking the other day about identity and how important it is to have it rooted in Christ, not in our behavior or anything like that. And she just asked me, I thought, a very insightful question. She said, well, Mom, for people that don't know the Lord, where is their identity? And I thought,
that's why people are searching. And that's why they're going to these other things.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of the deception of the enemy and the world. And that's why we need to find our identity in Jesus. And I love Daniel chapter 1. I love Daniel chapter 6. These two chapters summarize mm-hmm. the person, the character of Daniel. Because, folks, it's going to take character.
Yeah.
It's going to take courage. It's going to take conviction. It's going to take commitment like Daniel had. It's not going to be, look, it's not easy to succeed in Babylon. It's not easy to be a Christian in a non-Christian world. It's not easy to be holy in an ungodly world. It's not easy to stand up against the evil and the things that are around us and to know how to act right and properly and to still succeed. But we can do it if we have character, if we have courage, if we have convictions, and if we have commitment. Mm-hmm. I believe those are the things, and we see that in Daniel's life. I want you to read Daniel 1:8 and then Daniel chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. And let's take a look at Daniel's character and how we can have that same kind of character to succeed in Babylon.
Chapter 1, verse 8, but Daniel resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief official for permission not to defile himself this way.
It's interesting because they wanted to change their thinking, their appetites, and their identity. And Daniel, the Bible says, resolved in his heart or purposed in his heart not to defile himself. He said, listen, respectfully, mm-hmm. he respectfully talked to the servant and said to him, prove me and test me. See if, listen, this is what the end result you want. You want me to be smarter and wiser and stronger. See if I follow God's way, if I won't prove to you that I can be that kind of a person, or I'll follow the king's way or the world's way or Babylon way. And God gave him favor. Listen, God can give us favor in these types of situations where if we will do things God's way in the midst of the world's way, be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, by determining to follow God's ways. If we will follow God's ways, he will help us to stand head and shoulders. That's what happened with Daniel. God blessed him and enabled him to stand head and shoulders above, to where he was able to prove himself and to be used the way God wanted him to be. We have to have that kind of resolve. We have to have that kind of commitment and courage and conviction to say, listen, the world may say it's okay, but this is what's right for me, and this is what God wants me to do, and I'm going to follow God's way. And God will honor that when we honor him. Then Daniel chapter 6 also speaks to the character of Daniel. And I love this because not only did he have the resolve and the determination and the purpose of heart, the courage and the conviction, but notice his character.
It says, now Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrators by his exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. At this, the administrators tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs, but they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy and neither corrupt nor negligent.
Yeah, he was trustworthy. He wasn't corrupt. He wasn't negligent. He was faithful. He had an excellent spirit, chapter 6, verse 3 says. Daniel had an excellent spirit. He wasn't a rebel that was out of control. He wasn't ruthless. He was respectful, but he was also strong and courageous and had conviction and was faithful and trustworthy. And he proved himself. And you know what? The Bible says, when we please, our ways please the Lord, even our enemies are at peace with us. Mm-hmm. Notice, he was going counterculture. He was going against the grain, and yet they kept elevating him and promoting him because he just kept doing good things and God just kept giving him favor. He was faithful and he stood head and shoulders above the rest. I love that about Daniel. He became vice president under Darius. He became a leader and he was able to transform. And they looked for faults and they couldn't find it. Would to God that that would be the case, that they would have to hunt and look for faults and not find them because we're trustworthy, faithful, not negligent, and we have an excellent spirit in us. That's what we need to work on. Let's build our character. Let's build our convictions and our commitment and our to the Lord. And as we do that, he will help us to succeed in Babylon. He'll take care of the enemy. He'll take care of the lions. He'll take care of the fiery furnaces. He'll take care of the images that we have to bow to and the tough moral dilemmas and decisions we have to make, which we're seeing happening in our world today. If we'll stand true to what God's word is and we will do what God tells us in our heart and right before him, he will honor that and he will help us and we will succeed even in Babylon. Don't give up. Don't let the culture squeeze us into its mold, but don't let the culture overwhelm us to the point where we don't think we can make it and we can succeed and we can accomplish and we can make a difference. Daniel changed his world, changed that nation because of his character and the kind of person he was. Let's be the kind of person, Daniel. Let's purpose in our heart. We're going to have the kind of character that God wants. We're going to have the commitment to God. We're going to have the convictions in our heart. We're going to have the courage to be all that God wants us to be. Lord, help us today in this climate and in this culture to have the Daniel godlike spirit, an excellent spirit, a spirit that's resolved and determined, a spirit that's rooted in the convictions of the word of God, that's committed to trusting God no matter what. And I thank you that you are going to deliver us from the fiery furnaces and from the lion's den, and you are going to cause us to rise above and to succeed even in Babylon. God, we thank you that no weapon formed against us can prosper. Anything that rises up against us shall fall. We thank you that you do put a hedge of protection around our children and our grandchildren and our young people, that the enemy would not, who seeks to destroy and to kill, would not succeed. But that greater is the Christ that's in us than yes. the spirit that's in this world. And I thank you for your protection over your people. And I thank you that you give us the power, the greater power of the spirit, to rise up and to be victorious, even in these days that we're living in. We thank you that you have the world and the history and the future in your hands. And as we trust you, yes, you Jesus. Will cause us to be all that we need to be. I thank you. Let us have that heart like Daniel and that mm-hmm. spirit like Daniel, that we might succeed. We thank you and we pray a blessing over your people today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. For more information, visit us at BethelChristian-mi.org or find us on social media. To stay updated on upcoming episodes, please consider subscribing to the podcast. We pray you will be empowered to live, learn, love, and lead in the power and love of Christ.